parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Missing that spring in your step? Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. It lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. Only at a Sleep Number store. It's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700 plus special financing. Ends Monday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
And from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in on a Friday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM, the pre-Memorial Day edition of the show. Scott Unash along with Mark Dukes. Thank you very much for joining us. Jeff Downing will join us coming up in just a little bit, our associate producer here, as we open up the phone lines and the text lines for you out there for our Friday topic. And we'll do that coming up here in just a few minutes or so. We'll check in on the state tennis tournament as well, get an update on that with Randy Krejci. We'll do that coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Zach Johnson's done for the day down in Fort Worth, and the Iowa baseball team on the diamond as we speak in Bloomington, Indiana, as they are taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. And, of course, a big Memorial Day weekend of sports, especially in the world of auto racing. It's the biggest weekend and the biggest day as far as auto racing is concerned, coming up on Sunday with the big three going at it, morning, noon, and night. We hope noon anyway. At least some of us hope noon anyway. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. NCAA Division I golf going on as well. Iowa State involved in that. We'll bring you up to date on how the Cyclones are doing early on, doing quite well. We've got the NHL and NBA final set, quite a game 7 last night in the NHL. And you mentioned the topic today. It's going to be who would you exchange places with in sports with a person still living?
That's true. It's got to be somebody that's on the planet.
Can't be Babe Ruth.
I thought about one if we did open it up to living and deceased. Arnold Palmer is the first one that jumped out at me.
Yeah,
I think that would be tremendous to live in his shoes for about 6 months during the craze of Arnie's Army and whatnot. So, but those aren't the rules. Are and you set the rules that it must be a living individual. So we're going to go with that.
Yeah, Big Ten baseball going on right now. The Iowa Hawkeyes, number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament, taking on number 1 seeded Nebraska, and the Hawkeyes have extended their lead to 2-0 with a Jake Adams RBI single in the fifth inning. Going to the top of the sixth right now, Iowa leads 2-0. Adams finally got off the schneid. That's his first hit in the Big Ten tournament. Of course, he's the Big Ten Player of the Year. Ryan Erickson on the hill for the Hawkeyes has wriggled out of a couple mighty jams. First and third, nobody out. First and second, nobody out. The last couple innings, and the left-hander has done pretty good.
Done pretty good. He's done what he has had to do up to this point. First and third, nobody out, got out of that, and a double play ball to end the last inning. So things going right and very well right now for the Hawkeyes. In front of a kind of a pro-Nebraska crowd out there.
Nebraska travels awful well.
Yes, they do. Yeah. It doesn't matter really what sport. And there's a lot of Husker Red out there in Bloomington. But Iowa with a 2-0 lead as they go to the sixth inning. And we will keep you certainly updated on that game right here on KGYM.
Zach Johnson, second round in the Dean and DeLuca Invitational at Colonial Country Club in Texas, is in the books. Not a great day for Zach. 7 bogeys, 2 birdies, a 5 over par 75, that following a first round 67, which left him 2 strokes out of the lead. But he will play the weekend. He's +2 for the tournament, and the cut line right now is +3. So I know a disappointing day for Zach, but he'll be around for the weekend.
Yeah, he will. And he's had success at this course with wins.
Won twice.
Mm-hmm. So including the infamous 2-shot penalty on 18 win a few years back. So hopefully he'll get things turned around and kind of a bunched field. So he's not completely out of it. He throws up a couple of, you know, 65s in the weekend, gets some help. He can do this thing.
Yeah, he's not driven the ball well and not hit a greens in regulation, both categories. He's under 50% in his first two rounds. So I guess he's done fairly well to just make the cut with those kinds of statistics.
Yeah. So, Zach, we'll play the weekend, and we'll try to get things corrected a little bit. So that will be coming up in a little bit. I got to tell you, the most fun of this Big Ten baseball tournament has been watching what goes on in the background with all this stuff. Each of these eight teams, now it's down to what, six or seven now? Something like that. Every time they have a shot of a post-game interview, or they just showed an interview with Rick Heller in a dugout, each team's got to come up with some sort of a skit behind it now. yesterday, Iowa, during, I can't remember who was being interviewed, and I know Zach Daniels, the former Kennedy product, was back there. They were using him as a weight bar, and two guys were... and now they had a guy behind Rick Heller during the between-inning dugout interview who had some sort of a, like an 80s hairband wig on. And they were doing, I don't even know what they were doing back there, but that seems to be the craze now.
Boys just want to have fun, right?
It's baseball.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to see at the ballpark.
Especially in college baseball. You see it a lot.
They're having a good time.
I was watching a game yesterday, and I think Minnesota, they had sacks of sandwiches on the bench. Guys sitting there eating sandwiches.
Now, that would not
How many baseball teams have you been on that allowed that?
None, because that was verboten with one Bill Hurkleman. One of my favorite Hurkisms of all time. It's a game, not a picnic.
<That's right.
laughs> Put it away.
Mention the NCAA men's golf tournament. We're bringing you up to date on how Iowa State's doing. The Cyclones, really a star-studded field. Every team in the 30-team tournament is ranked somewhere. The Cyclones, 44th. Right now, Iowa State, 22nd, tied for 22nd in the 30-team field. Plus five with just a couple holes left to go. Some teams just getting underway. That taking place in the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm. I believe the women's took place there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And best of luck to the Cyclones as they try to get things rolling there and continue to get better and better as far as their team is concerned, as far as men's golf is concerned. 319-366-1600, that is our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, 319-366-1600. Don't forget, before 4 o'clock, your chance to win from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. And you can look up everything they've got to offer at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. You can also get a link to that website on our website at kgymradio.com. We're going to send you for two free rounds of golf to either Gardner, Ellis, Jones, or Twin Pines, including two sleeves of golf balls. And enjoy your day out there. Hit a bucket of balls, ask about the Young Professional Season Pass, or reserve your tee times today. You can do all that. Again, go to the website, playcedarrapidsgolf.com. So we'll have an opportunity for you to win that. Plus, one more opportunity before 7 o'clock this week to pick up $100 a day in the month of May. Thanks to our friends at Toyota of Iowa City. We're handing out $100 a day, and we do that with the Mike and Mike phrase of the day. If you hear that before 7 o'clock, be caller number 6 and call in. And we will do that each weekday in May. Except for next Monday when we are not on the air. We'll do it today. We'll do it next Tuesday. We'll do it next Wednesday. And hope everyone's had a great time with that promotion. And thanks to Toyota of Iowa City for helping us out with that.
You can find out all about it at kgymradio.com. Our upcoming live sports events that we'll be covering 7 p.m. tonight. Minnesota Twins back in action at Target Field against Tampa Bay. That coming up on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock. That's also where you can find our poll question. Today it reads, who wins the Indianapolis 500? We give you six choices. Scott Dixon, Formula One entrant Fernando Alonso, Will Power, Alexander Rossi, Ed Carpenter, or someone else. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
I didn't know where to draw the line in that.
It's hard.
It is.
Tony Kanaan, I love.
Right. But he hasn't been, I mean, he's been okay for this month, but it hasn't been super. Rossi's the defending champion. He's on the front row. I got all three of the front row guys on there. Dixon, Pohl, Sitter, Carpenter, Rossi. Alonso, he's the guy, two-time Formula One world champion. Will Power's the current leader in the points. So those are the guys I put up there.
Well, the forecast is kind of iffy.
Yeah, it is.
You might have put the weather on this poll.
I've seen. Hey, I'm going to do everything I can to try to keep the weather gods nice and happy for the weekend. I've seen worse forecasts, and I've seen a lot better forecasts going to Indianapolis. I know that. But hopefully the race will go off, and that will be coming up on Sunday. We'll have it for you at 10 o'clock. You mentioned, before we get to a break here and talk some tennis, you mentioned the NHL game last night, the Game 7. Nothing better in the world of sports than a Game 7 in the world of hockey in the playoffs. Because you're going to play until, you know, the cows come home. And I thought that thing was going to go for a long, long time. And then Pittsburgh gets the winning goal there in double overtime and gets the win over Ottawa. And it will be Pittsburgh taking on Nashville. We will have the Stanley Cup Finals for you starting on Monday on 107.5 and 106.3 FM beginning at 7 o'clock.
What is it about hockey? I mean, it's just the drama of any time a goal might find the net. I mean, you don't find that kind of drama in baseball, certainly not in football or basketball. It's something about hockey.
It's something about hockey, and it's just because it can... You know, it's done so quick. You can't make a mistake. I mean, you can't make a mistake in anything, yes. But it's just, there's something about it. I don't know. And then the handshake line afterwards is tremendous. That's one of the cooler parts as well. So what a great game that was last night. That was pretty amazing.
That's going to be Nashville and Pittsburgh squaring off in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's a 2-2 1-1-1 format with Pittsburgh having home ice. Game one coming up on Monday, Memorial Day.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We'll get you updated on state tennis, and we'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
April showers bring May dollars.
Cash, 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 cash.
KGYM is giving you a chance to win cash each day in May with $100 a day in the month of May. Listen each day to Mike and Mike in the Morning for a phrase from the show. Then later on the Gym Class in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we'll play that morning's phrase. And caller number 6 will win $100. $100 a day in the month of May. Sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City. Right here on KGYM.
This Memorial Day, shopping at Deary Brothers Ford Lincoln of Iowa City will really pay off. And we mean
big time.
Now through 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, save on every vehicle, new or used. Any type of vehicle you're looking for, we have it. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. All marked at prices you just got to see to believe. Used cars starting at $33.95. Up to $9,000 off new cars. New Ford Escape starting at $19,967. 0% financing for 72 months. Now through Memorial Day, open 9 to 3 Monday at Deary Ford, Iowa City. Or online at DearyFord.com.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class, KGYM.
317, back with you on the Friday edition of The Gym Class on KGYM. And we'll get to our topic coming up at about 3:30 or so. And our topic today, if you could trade places with anyone living in the world of sports, can be college sports, Mark, can be pro sports, obviously.
Could be somebody that isn't on the field or the court.
Exactly. Could be a coach. Could be somebody behind the scenes. Could be anybody out there. So get your thoughts ready. And we will talk about that on our Friday topic coming up here in just a little bit. We got plenty of things going on right now in the world of high school athletics as the spring sports are culminating here with their state competitions. We had the co-ed state track and field meet last week. And then we got state golf going on at various sites around. We got state tennis team next week, but we got individuals, doubles, and singles going on. And to tell us all about that, get us a little bit of an update, is our friend Randy Krejci, the czar of all things tennis, joins us.
Well, good afternoon, Scott. Interestingly enough, we haven't even chatted since the great state basketball tournament there at Wells Fargo Arena. But today it's Veterans Memorial Tennis Center and the Class 2A state tennis tournament. And probably Mother Nature held serve first today, and we ended up going inside playing at both Westfield Tennis Club and Coke College. But we at least have everybody in the quarterfinals, and everything's true to form so far, Scott and Mark. First of all, the number one seed is Jiung Jung of Iowa City West. He won 12 out of 13 games to move into the quarterfinal round. And, of course, Jiung Jung is trying to be the fourth player in the 88-year history of the state high school tennis tournaments to possibly win three titles. And he's on his way so far, but standing in his way in the quarterfinals, a real strong player out of Pleasant Valley, Sriram Sugamaran. And Sugamaran was also a straight set victor to reach the quarterfinal round. Number four seed in the tournament is Tim Ellis, a great sophomore out of Ames High School, winner this morning, and now he will take on David Liu of West Des Moines Dowling Catholic as we speak in a quarterfinal matchup. The number three seed is from Bettendorf, Jacob Panjwani, who is one of the top players out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference. He, too, won 12 out of 13 games to advance to the quarterfinal round, and he will take on that ever-tough Joel Hoff of Iowa City City High. Interestingly enough, Hoff was not seeded because he was a district runner-up to Jung, but he, of course, last year was in the state finals, and he will be trying to do that again. He also has a win over Jung this year in the regular season, but lost to Jung in the district after he cramped up late in the match. But Hoff is playing very strong today, and Panjwani is his quarterfinal opponent. And also from the area, Luke Van Donslayer from Linmar also won straight set 6-3, 6-1 this morning. And he will take on all-around super athlete Johnny Bowser of Fort Dodge High School. Bowser was a great receiver in football for the Fort Dodge Dodgers, also a tremendous basketball player, and he continues his prowess on the athletic field here in tennis. So it's Van Donslayer against Bowser in the last quarterfinal. The consolation kind of looks like a Central Iowa Metropolitan League Invitational. The only one from the area, Teddy Weaver of North Scott out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference, has reached the quarterfinal round in consolation. Looking at doubles in Class 2A, the top seed is from Cedar Rapids, Washington. Ronnie Sheets and Ty Sherman, a pair of sophomores for Cedar Rapids, Washington. They were straight set victors this morning over Waukee, and now they face from Pleasant Valley Nathan Wong and Vincent Gnad, and they are presently playing here at the Veterans Memorial Tennis Center. The number four seed is also from Bettendorf High School, Isaac Lukey and Yash Singh. They won in straight sets over Ames earlier today, now in the quarterfinal round against West Des Moines Valley, facing Brooke Norwood and Roy Jensen there. Also, the number three seed is out of Mason City. They probably traveled the farthest to get to the state tournament. They were 6-3, 7-5 victors over Davenport Central. They are the team of Josh Vandenberg and Nicholas Matthews. They are now playing the other team from West Des Moines Valley in that quarterfinal. And then last but not least, Lucas Huffman and Ben Hediger, the number two seed out of Linmar High School. They are also part of Chris Wundrum's tremendous team that will be going next Tuesday to play in the Class 2A state team tennis tournament. And they are now facing from Iowa City West, Cole Schneider and Jack Wenzel. Both have had previously a great state tournament experience. So that all Mississippi Valley Conference matchup in the semifinals will be a big one. Also, Davenport Central is still in the consolation area. Joseph and Andrew Shy have made it to the quarterfinals in consolation, as well as from Dubuque Hempstead, Nathan Talkey and Alex Ulrich. They are also in the consolation play at this time. And what we plan to do is we will have these quarterfinals finished up this afternoon. They will play their semifinals tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the state championship is planned for 2 o'clock. And we will continue to play consolation play today through the semifinals of that round. And tomorrow will be championship Saturday, where we will be playing off for the state championship through eighth place in singles and doubles here at the Class 2A tournament at the Veterans Memorial Tennis Center, Scott.
Hey, Randy, you mentioned this Junk kid is going for his third straight state championship. Not straight, but third state championship. You've been around tennis a long time. How good is this kid?
Very, very good. Definitely has a chance for Division One. He is also a supreme student in the classroom. And his parents, I believe, are both, they live in North Carolina, and they're both professors there. So he has been kind of housed in the Iowa City area, and he's completing his senior year, which is a noble move. And so he's still around Iowa City, at least probably through the summer. And like we said, has a chance to become only the fourth player to win three titles if he would be successful tomorrow and win the state championship. So he's quite a young man. But, you know, his city rival, Joe Hoff, that's going to be very, very interesting if Joe can keep rolling, because they had one heck of a final last year. And probably the people that are a little down on the pairings in districts kind of wonder why Hoff and Jung ended up in the same district, because only one could be the champion, one could be the runner-up, but at least they both get to the state tournament, and they're putting their counts on the line today and tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what happens by the time we reach tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it will be very interesting. And well, we wish good weather for you, Randy, just so you can stay outside, and thanks for the update, and happy tennis to you. Randy Krejci joining us from the Veterans Memorial Tennis Center. So thank you to Randy for helping us out with that. 3:25 here on the program. Still a 2-0 lead for Iowa over Nebraska. Hawks had a man on, but a double play got Nebraska out of the sixth inning, I believe. So they will march on to the seventh. And hopefully the Hawks can keep this thing going. Earlier on today, Northwestern goes to 2-0 in the Big Ten tournament as they top Minnesota by a score of 11-7. So the Wildcats, first time since 2002 that Northwestern has won two games at the Big Ten baseball tournament.
Coached by a former Iowa State player, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. That is correct. So we'll keep you updated on how everything is progressing. 3:25, and we will take a break. Come back. We're going to get into our topic. And we'll do that when we return after this here on KGYM.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
Missing that spring in your step? Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. It lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. Only at a Sleep Number store. It's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700 plus special financing. Ends Monday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum payments required. See store for details.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Jiffy Lube near you.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
We welcome you back on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Jeff Downing's going to join us coming up in just a couple of moments here as our associate producer. Don't forget, the guys are down at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. I would imagine enjoying a little Hawkeye baseball down there right now as Iowa taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And you can stop on by. We welcome you to do so at 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, that in the Walden Square down at Iowa City. They'll be there until 7 o'clock tonight, and they've got some KGYM swag that you can win. Just get your ticket when you come in from Kyle. Meet Kyle as well. Good chance for you to meet Kyle. And you possibly could win some anything from some T-shirts, hats. They got some KGYM pint glasses, the world-famous pint glasses down there, so stop on by at Coach's.
We've spent many afternoons down there at Coach's Corner, and there's always a group of guys that play Golden Tee, just off to the left of the stage. Great group of guys, but you ran across the National Golden Tee Championships yesterday, right?
I did.
If you've ever played Golden Tee, it's a computer game that you play. It's very hands-on, And I used to play it quite frequently, but haven't much anymore. But these guys are pretty serious down there at Coach's Corner. What was the winning score in the National Championship?
29
under par for 18 holes.
Yeah, and those guys shoot very well down at Coach's Corner. I know that. Doc and the guys down there, and I've seen scores in the 50s for those guys down there. Can they get it to 29 under? I have no idea. But I thought that was very interesting, and believe the winner took home something like $20,000-$25,000 or something like that.
Playing Golden Tee.
And they compared it to, that would be comparing to like a 43rd place finish in a PGA Tour event. I thought that was kind of interesting how that all plays out. The money equivalency, if you will, a little bit. I guess it's all relative. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're in the neighborhood, stop in and see Todd and Alex. And you mentioned Kyle, our new producer for the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show will be in attendance down there as well. Take in Iowa baseball. Should the Hawkeyes win today, they will not have to play till Saturday. Then Nebraska comes back here and wins, the Hawkeyes will play tonight in an elimination game. Well, I say tonight, the schedule's been messed up. Extra inning games, rain, whatnot.
Long
scheduled
games
tonight, anyway.
Yeah, whatever the case may be. Hey, before we get to our topic, I wanted to get this out there. It was announced today. Tyler Cleveland, who's putting together the WF Advisor Shootout, and that, if you're not familiar with it, we've had the girls' rivalry Saturday at the U.S. Cellular Center the last, oh gosh, decade plus or so. Scott Monk does a great job with that. That is moving now to the first weekend of the year. That's going to move to late November next year. So that opened up some spots, days, Saturdays, if you will. And Tyler Cleveland and his bunch came in, and they put together a long, long day of basketball in mid-January. Well, they've decided to go to 2 days, two consecutive Saturdays with their shootout. The WF Advisor Shootout. It's going to be January 13th and January 20th. Two Saturdays of boys basketball, good boys basketball at the U.S. Cellular Center will be coming up. And just to give you the lineup of games that they have right now, January the 13th will be, and they gave the, I can't find it right here, but it was something like 237-70 were the combined records of these teams a year ago. January 13th, the lineup looks like this. At 10:15, it'll be Tipton taking on Northeast Goose Lake. At noon, North Lynn, and they were in the top Final Four last year in Class 1A. They will take on Maquoketa Valley. 1:45, Benton Community will take on Williamsburg. 3:30, it'll be Waterloo West meeting Union. 5:15, and this has been a non-conference affair back in usually played in early December the last handful of years. Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, and Marion will play at the Cell Center at 5:15. And then the nightcap on January 13th will be Cedar Rapids, Xavier, the two-time defending state champion Saints, taking on Perry out of Central Iowa. That is January 13th. January 20th will start at 8:30 in the morning. It's breakfast at the Cell, and that'll be Xavier again taking on Solon. Followed at 10:15 by Cascade, meeting Osage, 22-3 versus 22-2 last year. Noon, two of the top 3As next year going into the state will go at it going into the season. Mount Pleasant, who made the state tournament, taking on Charles City. 1:45, you got Waverly Shellrock taking on West Delaware. They were a combined 49-4 last year. 3:30 on January 20th, Linmar takes on Western Dubuque. A preview of an MVC game for the following year. Then at 5:15, Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on Sioux City East, and they were a Final Four team last year. Kennedy also a Final Four team last year. And then the finale on January 20th is going to be, they're both in the preseason top 10 that is put together by our basketball friend, whose name escapes me right now, that we have on.
Yeah, out of the Quad Cities?
Yes. Senior moment there. I apologize. But it's going to be Iowa City West hanging out Cedar Rapids Prairie. So some pretty good games. And good to see the U.S. Cellular Center getting together with high school basketball and having these days. Because that was one of the reasons why the Cell Center was put together back in the late 70s.
8:30 a.m. game. I wonder if I can get Captain Crunch at the concession stand.
Might be able to.
I think this is really good. I mean, some schools lose some home dates, theoretically, but I think it's great exposure for the teams, the fans. It also gets them ready for a state tournament-type atmosphere in a bigger arena.
Absolutely.
I think it's good.
Absolutely. Going to be great. 319-366-1600 at 335. Let's get into our topic here. And Mark, introduce our topic once again for the folks out there. And they can chime in both on our phone line at 319-366-1600. Jeff Downing will get your information. And then also on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600.
We would like to know from you, if you could exchange places with anyone in sports still living, who would it be?
Go ahead and let us know. And why? Why would you do it? I'm curious to hear the reasons that people will give for that. So 319-366-1600. I will let you get the ball rolling before we get to our text and before we get to our phone calls. And you can get right to the top of the line if you want to call in via the phone lines.
Well, I think my responses are much like reflect what I like to do and watch and follow. And the number one person I thought of would be Jim Nance.
I have him down.
I would love to exchange places with Jim Nance. He gets all the big gigs. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
The Masters, the NCAA tournament, whatnot. Nice guy. Philanthropic. Nance would be pretty high on my list, if not at the top. Tirico is a guy in the broadcasting business that I really respect and admire, and I think he's a very cool guy. He gets a lot of the big gigs as well. So,
but when you think of broadcasters that you would like to change places with, I think Jim Nance is he kind of the number one guy now in America? Costas was for quite a while, but
Michaels.
Yeah, when Al was doing so many things besides football. Right now, Al Michaels basically is the voice of Sunday Night Football. And Bob Costas really, I mean, does some baseball stuff, obviously, does some pregame for
Olympics. Yeah.
And the Olympics. Those are the big things that Costas does. Nance does it all. He does football, does golf, and things like that.
Patrick's got a pretty good gig, too.
Not bad. Not who?
On NBC, the NFL stuff that he does, and of course his own show, but Cyclone Tim getting things let off on the text line. I'd love to be LeFester Rhodes, because who doesn't want to score 54 on the Hawks?
Oh, Tim, leveling the boom right away. That's only going to open things up. But Tim, We appreciate that. And I still remember that night like it was yesterday when LaFesta Rhodes put up 54. And what the thing that's forgotten about that game, it was a tremendous game. I think it was like 102-100 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was tremendous. So thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
Who tops your list?
Well, Jim Nance was one. Had that right there. The other one that I put down is Peyton Manning.
Mm.
Peyton Manning. You've got your rings. You've got all kinds of endorsements. He's kind of America's not football playing sweetheart of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his business things in the background.
He's set.
He's set. He's ready to go. And can Peyton Manning do, he can do no wrong, basically. I think trading places with a guy, I think it would be Peyton Manning. If I can't be Jim Nance, I will be Peyton Manning at this point. Peyton Manning's going to get in the broadcast booth, too, someday. Tony Romo's another one I think we may hear a few people talk about.
61-63, Kelly Kroll from the Chicago Cubs. Every day is a party with the Chicago Cubs, and how much more fun would it be than to work in Wrigley Field and Wrigleyville?
True.
Or Wrigley Field.
Very much true.
45-28, Theo Epstein, for obvious reasons.
Not too bad a resume he's put together so far. And 2 for 2, as a matter of fact, I think you could say.
He does nothing else. He's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He broke the jinx in Boston. He broke the jinx in Chicago on the north side. So thank you for that.
94-37, give me Tom Brady. Giselle?
I was going to say Giselle's got to come into play here
comma
somewhere.
Comma Giselle, need I say more?
Giselle, comma Giselle. Except for that 1 year with the knee injury that he missed the entire season.
Well, they got to get on the same page about concussions, those two.
Yeah. Is that a Patriot thing, though? Is that just another brick in the wall as far
was
as the Patriots?
Brady just going to bed one night and said, Giselle, I have a headache, you know?
Jeff liked that one. Mark will be here all week. Tip your waitress. 340 here on the program. 319-366-1600. Okay.
Take great pleasure in cracking you up, man.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I'll throw another one out here. And that is also a gentleman not on the on the field or court anymore. And I know he's controversial, but I think, man, it would be so much fun to spend a week in his shoes because I think you can do anything you want and not get in trouble. Charles Barkley.
Mm.
Had a great playing career to look back on. Got the TV gig going right
now. Would you like to be that mouthy, though? Would you like to have his golf swing?
Oh, God, no. That would be the one drawback.
Well, it's all in.
No, well, I had that golf swing a few times last time out, but I think Barkley would be very entertaining and very interesting to change places with.
Fresh from Marion, I'd love to be Michael Barrett. I would love to punch A.J. Pruszynski in the face, and I'm a Cardinals fan. All right. Kyle said
he was in the wrong, though. Kyle. But I'm sure AJ said something.
Kyle claiming Brady didn't ever said that.
We know that. That's what makes it funny, Kyle.
65-99, Ricky Stanzi. Love it or leave it.
Ricky now a Canadian Football League quarterback.
He is indeed.
Did you read that? Yeah. I like that. I like that. 319-366-1600 here at 341. Who would you like to trade places with in the world of sports? By the way, Iowa still up 2-0. Bottom of the seventh inning with one out, nobody on right now for the Hawkeyes against Nebraska. Greg Popovich. I wrote down Greg Popovich as well. I think he's got the NBA by the tail at this point, and he can say anything he wants to say. But he's also a very class guy. And I think he gets it as far as the world of the NBA is concerned.
Well, in the NBA, I wrote down Mark Cuban.
Yep. Got
Cuban is outspoken. He's successful. He's on the Shark Tank, one of my favorite shows.
That you don't. You were not forced to watch. You actually watched.
I am not.
That.
I watch that show every chance I get. And Cuban can say his piece. I don't always agree with him, but I think he's a very interesting character as owner of the Dallas Mavs.
Love to know what you think. You can call us at 319-366-1600. Text line open. We've got some good text rolling in at 319-366-1600 as well.
Darren in Iowa City, if not Jeter, then Jerry Jones or Mark Cuban.
There you go. Just came out with Mark Cuban. Would you rather be Mark Cuban or Jerry Jones? I mean, they're both out there.
Cuban.
I would rather be Cuban, but I'm not a Cowboys fan. Not a big Mavericks fan either, but I think Cuban has some good ideas.
0497, being a NASCAR guy, Dale Earnhardt Jr. just to experience the goodbye tour.
Yeah, and also Junior Nation. Just to be a part of that, be the leader of it, be the Pied Piper of that. You've got, Dale's got his life set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just get through this season.
Has for a long time.
Right, exactly. Unscathed. He's going to have any job he wants. Probably going to run Junior Motorsports is what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And expand that a little bit. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets into the broadcast booth someday as well. And probably going to be starting a family soon, I would imagine, as well. So I think very good one.
32-44, Justin Verlander for obvious reasons. And I think 32-44 is talking about his fastball, so.
Jeff says we had a caller call in and say Joe Montana.
Oh.
Not a bad one right there. A lot of former athletes we're getting here. Not a lot of current athletes, which is interesting.
Well, 6139 says Hunter Green, presumed number one pick in the MLB draft coming up.
Twins taking him?
I don't know. I've read conflicting reports.
Wouldn't be too bad to have Hunter Green in Cedar Rapids at some point this year or next year, whatever the case may be.
Getting some Evergreen League texts. What about Buzz from the bowling? The kissing bandit.
You kiss one guy in the cheek, and you're branded for life, I tell you. Good to hear from the guys on Wednesday night. So
Jeff Bruner checking in, I think. I wish I was Mike Bruner for a week, former stud Jayhawk and homecoming king.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. I will throw this guy out. Here's one that I have who is a current player. Mike Trout.
Sure.
And, yeah, you can say, well, yeah, because he's really, really good. Well, yeah, he's really, really good. But also, for Mike Trout, to be honest with you, if Mike Trout, and he is in Los Angeles playing for the Angels, but he still doesn't get a lot of publicity. It's not like he's a Dodger or a Yankee or a Red Sox or a Cub or whatever the case may be. You imagine the stature of Mike Trout if he played on one of those teams?
It'd be Jeter-like.
It would be more, I think. Trout doesn't get to the postseason very often. He just keeps on doing what he does in relative obscurity compared to, I think, what his persona should be as far as baseball is concerned. And he really doesn't need to. I mean, he's not got a ton of pressure on him to perform because the Angels are the Angels. You don't expect them to be in the playoffs each and every year. So I think he's got a very excellent situation out there in Orange County.
We're tossing around ideas. If you could exchange places with anyone in sports living, who would it be? And we've already got some great interaction on the text line, and we really appreciate that. 1955, Jack Nicklaus. To be the best golfer ever and still get to play every day. Does anybody want to be Tiger Woods?
Well, Tiger says he's going to be back.
Fresh from
honk if you've heard that before.
Fresh from Marion. Would love to be Bryce Harper. I want to hit a baseball that far just once.
Yeah, I would agree with that. 319-366-1600.
Poor Bruner boys are going back and forth on the text line. Expect me to read each one, guys. I don't care about your dishwasher, Mike. Darren in Iowa City,
getting those pars, guys.
Darren in Iowa City, I noticed no one has said Lonzo Ball.
No. I cannot imagine what it is like to live in that house. I just can't imagine. Haven't heard anything.
It's hard to ignore your father or tell him to be quiet.
Right. And it's just continuing on. Said he will not try out or he will not work out for the Celtics. He's going to be a Laker. And if you think you heard about the Los Angeles Lakers and the NBA, by the way, it was great. Why do we have to have the comparison of LeBron James to the top three or top five or whatever they put him into every other day on Sports Talk Radio? Just enjoy LeBron James for what he is right now.
He's good.
He's really good. Yeah. I guarantee you, and I saw them, Michael Jordan had off nights too. He just didn't have to battle with Twitter and social networking when he had bad nights. He did have bad nights. Not very many, but he did have some bad nights out there. That's my soapbox for today. Soapbox Friday with Scott. There you go. Want to take a break?
No, I'm trying to text through. Ryan, the food delivery guy, would like to be Dan Le Batard. He has enough money and he has an absolute blast at his job every day.
Yes, he does. Doesn't want to be Stu Gatz?
I'm like, yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back and have more of your texts, more of your phone calls as well. 319-366-1600 on our Friday topic. Who'd you trade places with in the world of sports? All that coming up here on the Gym Class in KGYM.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
If construction is your trade, you already know the new silica protection standards will go into effect soon. Star Equipment is prepared and ready to help make the transition easier for you. Star has everything from simple masks to saws that collect dust and vacuums that can be hooked up to units with HEPA filters and water supply tanks. Star Equipment is ready for the new silica compliance standards, so you won't miss a beat. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
May is Bicycle Safety Month. You can help raise awareness in your community by reminding motorists and bicyclists to share the road. Together, we can help make riding a bicycle or motorcycle a safer and friendlier means of transportation and recreation. The best way to avoid collisions is to be prepared and be aware of other vehicles around you. Know and obey Iowa's traffic laws. A mutual respect between motorists and bicyclists will enhance safety for all road users. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
The greatest month in racing concludes with the greatest spectacle in racing.
Alexander Rossi almost rolling to a dead stop. Quint checkers are out and the rookie will win the 100th.
Join the entire IMS Radio Network crew for live flag-to-flag coverage of the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern.
The 101st Indianapolis 500, Sunday morning starting at 10 right here on KGYM.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class here for a Friday. KGYM, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you here at 351. A little bit more time to get in your phone calls and your texts at 319-366-1600 as we kick around. We had a lot of good things going on during the break as well. But before we do that, I'll give you an opportunity right now. Our final giveaway with the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. And we have two free rounds of golf and two sleeves of golf balls going out to our winner. And we've had a great time with that all week, thanks to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department, the four courses, Gardner, Ellis, Jones, and Twin Pines. And Jeff Downing's going to take your information. Caller number 6 at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. You're going to get our final golf package here on the Gym Class. I think some people would like to be Ryan Erickson right now.
Pitching very well. Two outs in the eighth inning. Iowa holding on to a 2-0 lead against the Cornhuskers. Runner on first base. Trip to the mound right now. The pitching coach out there. It looks like Erickson's going to stay in, but the left-hander has just pitched a terrific game against the number one seed.
Zach Daniels is warming up in the bullpen. This is the longest stint for Ryan Erickson in his Iowa career today. Picked a pretty darn good day to do it. He's gone 7 2/3, responsible for a man on first with two out, and he's going to stay in there. But, again, Iowa's got the bullpen up and rolling. Some more texts.
I'm going to throw a couple out there because I want to get them on the table. I would like to be any first base coach in Major League Baseball.
Until somebody gets picked off in a really key situation.
Come on, how hard is it?
Back!
A lot less responsibility than the third base coach. You got the Major League per diem making decent dough, and you're on a ball field every day, almost every day.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Back!
Back!
Back. And secondly... sign me up for being Dustin Johnson's caddy.
That's his brother right now.
Move aside, son. You're making, what, 10% of every paycheck he makes? You're around Paulina and Wayne Gretzky. And all you have to do is say, which wedge do you want this time, Dustin?
Driver wedge. Thank you very much for that. Caller called in earlier on during the break, said Zach Johnson. Not a bad guy to trade places with.
Absolutely. You could go do much worse.
Ryan Erickson's given up another hit, by the way. It's first and second, two outs. And see if Rick Heller comes out. And looks like Rick Heller is going to come out. And looks like Zach Daniels is going to come in for the Hawkeyes here as they play in the top of the eighth, Iowa with a 2-0 lead over the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Did you coach him at any point?
Zach?
Yes.
No, I did not. He's a few years behind my coaching of that group.
1972 on the text line, I would be Jim Everett for a day so I can go back and beat the crap out of Jim Rome again.
I like that.
3504, Theo Epstein. He's the curse breaker.
To Theo Epstein's.
6657, sucking up. I would trade places with Unesh and Dukes. They have the best jobs in Iowa. I like to think so.
Thank you. I appreciate
9578, how about John Madden?
Not bad. Now, of course, now kind of in obscurity, but had a pretty good run when he was going right there. I would throw, here's one. I got two more I'm going to throw out there for you. One, Phil Mickelson, because I think he's a very good guy, great family, and also a guy. And he makes an occasional bet or two. You've known Phil to do that over the years? Yeah. And the other one is NFL kicker Justin Tucker, maybe the best kicker in the National Football League. And, aside from making the occasional, he's got that great string going right now of 50-yard field goals. And just go out there and kick every once in a while. Spend your day just practicing kicking away. I think it'd be great, and he's the best one at it right now. So give me Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens.
2504 on the text line would like to be Mario Andretti. Switch places with Mario. 8490, my answer would be Jeter, but you guys saying Trout would be bigger than Jeter if he played in New York is straight up foolish. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like that whole LeBron thing. I mean, there's no right answer to it, and there's no wrong answer to it. Is he going to overshadow Jeter? No, but I think he could be... there's no winning that
argument. A lot of Jeter's reputation is what he did in the postseason.
Absolutely, and it should be that way.
Yeah.
Jeter was a captain for a long time with the Yankees. I think Trout's probably, overall, a better player. Physical tools, but... he hasn't done it in the playoffs yet.
3064, give me Bob Costas.
A lot of people want to be the broadcasters. Can't blame you.
2697, Agent Scott Boras, show me the money.
And make everybody mad.
6691, give me Paul McBeth, the disc golf champion.
Really?
Who knew?
Or the Golden Tee champion.
There's a lot of disc golfers out there.
Yes, there are. And hopefully everybody will get out there and be able to play. Hey, appreciate your texts. Thank you very much. Always a lot of fun with our Friday topic. And that's why we do it. And we have a lot of fun on Fridays doing that. Have a very good, who's going to win the 500? Who's your pick, Mark?
I'm going to go with Scott Dixon.
Ah, Mark.
Is that your pick?
Yes. If you, okay.
Give me Ed Carpenter instead.
Tiebreaker. We'll go with Dixon, but who's our tiebreaker?
Ed Carpenter will finish up there as well.
I'm going to go Marco. I got a feeling.
All right.
I got a feeling Marco is due. So we will see Indy 500 coming up this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for you, all three of our frequencies. And Twins baseball coming up tonight against Tampa Bay. We'll have that at 7 o'clock for you. Have a great, happy, safe, fun Memorial Day weekend, everybody. And we'll talk to you Tuesday because we are off on Monday. Stay tuned. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from Coach's Corner in Iowa City coming up next here on KGYM.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can